We have already mentioned that when goods are imported into the EU, a C88 needs to be completed, and duty and import VAT must be paid before the goods will be released from customs. There are, however, a number of personal reliefs that afford an importer relief from customs duties, sometimes excise duties, and sometimes VAT as well. We're going to look at some of them in this lecture. Most of the personal reliefs that we are going to look at are currently contained in an EU regulation, number 1186 of 2009. This codified regulation 918 of 1983, which originally contained the reliefs. The new regulation is in essence a recast of the original legislation. It was rewritten in the interests of clarity because the original regulation had been amended many times over the last 25 years. In the UK, the Customs and Excise Duties, Personal Reliefs, etc. Order of 1992 replicates most of the EU regulation. The order is also called Statutory Instrument 1992-3193. Personal reliefs contained in the EU regulation afford relief from customs duties, agricultural levies and cap charges, and those contained in the UKSI, as well as benefiting from relief from the duties we've just mentioned, also benefit from import VAT and excise duty relief. The first relief that we're going to look at is personal property belonging to persons who are transferring their home from a third country to the community.
On the left-hand side of the screen, we have shown you the article in Regulation 1186 of 2009 where the relief is covered, and just underneath that, you will also see the article in which it appears in Statutory Instrument 3193 of 1992.
As we go through all of the reliefs, we will give you the EU and the UK legislative references. You can look these up in your own time. You may be thinking that it is strange that the SI is not laid out in regulations, but as this is an order, it is laid out in articles. Imagine that you live out in Australia and decide to permanently immigrate to the UK. You bring with you your typical household belongings. When you import these personal possessions into the UK, do you have to pay duties and VAT on their import? Provided a number of conditions are satisfied, then they will be allowed to enter the community free of customs duties, free of import VAT, and free of excise duties as well. The conditions are that the goods should have been used outside the community for a minimum of 6 months, and the person should have lived outside the community for at least a continuous 12 months. Both of these periods are subject to exceptions. Relief is not given for alcohol, tobacco products, commercial means of transport, or articles for use in a trade. Relief is usually granted provided the property was either imported within the 6 months prior to the person moving to the community, or within the 12 months after they have moved there. The next personal relief that we are going to look at is goods that are imported as a result of someone getting married.
Again, on the left-hand side of the screen, we have shown you the article where this appears in Regulation 1186 of 2009 and the relevant article of Statutory Instrument 3193 of 1992.
Again, we have the UK and Australia. You are Australian and got married in your hometown of Sydney. You have now arrived to live in the UK with your English husband following your wedding. You want to bring over your wedding clothes. And you have also been given some presents from people in Australia that you want to send back to the UK. Do you have to pay duties and import VAT when you import these items? Provided you satisfy the conditions of this relief, they can be imported without any duties, import VAT, or excise duties. The relief covers wedding clothes, so this covers the veil, dress, tiara and mourning suit, and household effects, which would appear to cover the chair, and wedding presents. Wedding gifts sent separately to the UK only benefit from this relief if they do not exceed €1,000 or £800 per donor. The relief is generally given to someone who has lived outside the community for a continuous 12-month period, and they need to produce evidence of their marriage at the time of import, for example, their marriage certificate. Relief is not given for alcohol or tobacco products, and the goods should generally be imported within the period starting 2 months before the marriage and ending 4 months after it. Customs may be flexible on timescales. Goods acquired by inheritance.
This is another relief contained in Article 17 of the EU legislation and Article 21 of our UK statutory instrument.
Here again we have the UK with our UK resident individual. And we also have Australia, where one of our relatives has suddenly died. Under his will, we are left some crystal glasses, and also a very rare painting. We are going to bring them back to the UK. Do we have to pay duties or VAT? Provided we satisfy the conditions of the relief, we do not have to pay any customs duties, import VAT, or excise duties on import. Relief is not given for every type of product, for instance, alcohol and tobacco products, commercial means of transport, and articles to be used in a business, for instance, stock or livestock are excluded. There are some other exceptions, and you can read them in the legislation. In order to obtain relief, the goods should generally be imported within 2 years after the inheritance has been finalised.
In order to prove that you are inheriting these goods, customs are likely to ask for a copy of the will or other legal document.
We have still got a couple of reliefs to go yet. Before we look at them, have a go at these examples.
On the screen are the three reliefs that we've covered so far.
There are three columns next to these reliefs, headed up Customs Duties, Import VAT, and Excise Duties. You need to decide which of the three duties have to be paid at the time of import and which do not. Type a capital X in the box where the duty is not due. For example, looking at the first relief, if you think that you do not have to pay customs duties, but you do have to pay import VAT and excise duties, then type a capital X in the box underneath customs duties and leave the other boxes blank. Complete all of the reliefs and press the enter key when you've finished.
How well did you do? All of them afford relief from customs duties, import VAT and excise duty.
The next relief that we are going to look at is imported consignments of negligible value.
You can read about this in Article 23 of the EU regulation.
Imagine that you are a UK resident individual and have been looking for Bross's Greatest Hits on CD. Unfortunately, you cannot find it anywhere in the UK, so you look on the internet and find that you can get it from America. So you buy it. Your CD is going to arrive in the post. Does this mean that you can have it delivered direct to your door without any duties or VAT becoming due? Postal imports are subject to the same types of prohibition, restrictions and duty charges as goods that are imported on arrival at docks or airports. Therefore, at first sight, we will still have to pay any duty and VAT due.
However, this relief says that provided our goods are a maximum €150, which at current exchange rates would come out at approximately £135, then we will not have to pay any customs duties. The €150 limit prior to the 1st of December 2008 is €22, or approximately £18. So you can see that the limit has been increased quite significantly. Well, it was set over 15 years ago. I definitely think that our CD will fall well within this limit. Again, relief is not given for all types of products. It is not given for alcohol, perfumes, or tobacco products. Note that the limit has been increased for customs duty purposes, but not for import VAT.
The next customs duty relief is where capital goods are imported when someone transfers their activities from a third country into the community.
Article 28 of the EU regulation contains this relief.
It applies where 1. The activity has ceased in the third country. 2. The goods have been used for at least 12 months before the operation ceased abroad. 3. They will be used for the same purpose after the transfer. And 4. They are appropriate to the nature and size of the undertaking.
There are some exclusions from the relief, and these are listed in Article 31.
The idea behind the relief is to encourage businesses to operate from the EU. After all, it creates jobs for EU people and helps the economy. The penultimate relief that we cover is where consignments are sent by one private individual in a non-EU country to another in the EU.
This is covered in Article 25 of the EU regulation.
We live in the UK, and our auntie lives in Australia. She decides to send us a T-shirt for our birthday and posts it to us in the UK. Again, under normal rules, we would have to pay our duties and import VAT. However, provided the product is of a non-commercial nature, i.e. it is an occasional import, is used for our personal use or that of our family, and no payment has passed between us and our auntie, then relief could be available.
The relief is available generally for consignments up to £135 for customs duty. For certain goods, such as cigarettes, there are also quantitative limits, which you can read in the regulation. Open it up now.
Excise duty relief on unaccompanied goods has been abolished by the Finance Act 2007. However, import VAT relief is available by virtue of statutory instrument 1986/939.
For import VAT relief to be available, the value of the goods should not exceed £40 or €45.
The final personal relief we're going to cover in this lecture is goods contained in travellers' personal luggage.
This is covered in Article 41 of the EU regulation. The regulation contains new rules which were introduced from the 1st of December 2008.
The current article now says that goods contained in a person's luggage will be granted duty-free admission if they are exempt from VAT and excise duties, in accordance with Council Directive 74 of 2007. It would include the following example.
You are a UK resident individual who has been abroad on holiday to Australia. During your holiday, you purchased some gifts for you and your family. When you arrive back in the UK, certain goods contained in your luggage that are of a non-commercial nature, i.e. for personal use for you or your family, can be imported free of duties and VAT.
There are maximum limits for items such as tobacco and alcoholic products. In a number of cases, the member state can choose the limit they wish to apply, out of two given. For example, they can exempt either 200 cigarettes or exempt the lower limit of 40 cigarettes. See Article 8 for all the limits for tobacco products.
Where the goods are not covered by a specific quantitative limit laid down in the directive, they are granted relief provided that they don't exceed €300 per person. This equates to approximately £270.
This limit was €175 prior to the 1st of December 2008. There are different limits for travellers who arrive by air and sea and travellers under the age of 15.
To finish off, have a go at the three examples on the screen. Type your answer in the blank box. Once you have attempted each one, press the Enter key and see how you did.